Narayana namaskritya narum cevam narottamam devim saraswati vyasam chaturjayam vidhirayat nashtaprayesu abhadrisu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhavadutam shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki om namo bhagavate vasudevaya om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. Jai. Morning, dear devotees. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So, this morning we have Srimad Bhagavatam. It's from Canto 1, Chapter 18, Text 38 through 40. So we read 38 first. Tato vietyashramam balo, kale sarpa kale varam, pitaram vikshadu karto, mukta kanto rurodaha. Tato vietyashramam balo, kale sarpa kale varam, pitaram vikshadu karto, mukta kanto rurodaha. Tato vietyashramam Balo, gale sarpa kale varam, pitaram viksha dukarto, mukta kanto rurodaha. So word for word, tata, thereafter, abhitya, after entering into, ashramam, the hermitage, bala, boy, gale sarpa, the snake on the shoulder, Kalevaram, body, Pitaram, unto the father, Viksha, having seen, Dukha Arta, in a sorry plight, Mukta Kanta, loudly, Ruroda, cried, Ha, in the past. Translation by His Bhangrish A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Thereafter, when the boy returned to the hermitage, he saw a snake on his father's shoulder, and out of grief, he cried very loudly. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The boy was not happy because he committed a great mistake, and he wanted to be relieved of the burden on his heart by crying. So after entering the hermitage and seeing the father in that condition, he cried loudly so that he might be relieved, but it was too late. His father regretted the whole incident. Oma Gyanat Mirandasya Gyana Gyana Shalakaya Chakshu Umilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manuvistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupa Sakjatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitantam Sidivam Swadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishaka Vitam Sicha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Shabana Sute Devi Panamani Hari Priya Vanchakalpatrubhyascha kripasunibhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutave Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyadi Satarini. Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Padaya Te Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Guratse Namaha. Nandalila Maya Vigrahaya Himabhiri Vachavishandaraya Tasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So there's also text 39 and text 40, but we'll repeat text 38 and then go on to the others. Translation. Thereafter, when the boy returned to the hermitage, he saw a snake on his father's shoulder, and out of his grief, he cried very loudly. So now, the next text. Sava Anjira Sobrahman. Okay. Sava Sobrahman Sutva Sutta Vilapanam. Unmilya Shanakai Netre Trispa Chamse Mitogaram. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. O Brahmanas, the Rishi who was born from the family, born in the family of Angira Muni, hearing his son crying, gradually opened his eyes and saw the dead snake around his neck. Text 40. Rishi jatam japa pracha vatsa kasmat dirodishi kena vate apakritam ityukta nanyavedayat. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. He threw the dead snake aside and asked his son why he was crying, whether anyone had done him harm. On hearing this, the son explained to him what had happened. Report by Srila Prabhupada. The father did not take the dead snake on his neck very seriously. He simply threw it away. Actually, there was nothing seriously wrong in Maharaj Parikshit's act, but the foolish son took it very seriously. And being influenced by Kali, he cursed the king and thus ended a chapter of happy history. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, very interesting turn of events. Many people do make mistakes. Making mistake is one of the four defects of a human. And practically no one that I know has been immune from it. Everyone that I've heard has said, I'm sorry, they made a mistake. And I make a whole lot of mistakes, including today. There's practically no day that I don't make any mistakes. I normally change the Iran matter, but that didn't happen today because I was doing a lot of multitasking at the same time. But anyway, that being the case, that's all right. That's why I'm laughing at myself, because we all make mistakes. And then when the body gets older, oh, forget it. The mind goes through even more. But anyway, let's come to this. It's not about me. The boy returned to the hermitage and saw a snake on his father's shoulder. And when he saw that, then out of his grief, he cried very loudly. Now, to go back on this, a lot had happened anyway even before the boy got back to the father's hermitage. When Maharaj Parikshit put a dead snake around Shyamakarishi, the boy knew what had happened. Brahmins have some mystic cities too at the time. Now, in Kali Yuga, the Brahmins have lost a lot of the mystic cities, mystic perfections, mystic abilities. The son knew that Maharaj Parikshit went in the hermitage and asked his father, the son's father, for water. He knew all of that, even though he was where he was at with his friends. There's something called remote viewing. It's also one of the mystic cities. Some of the sannyasis in ISKCON even have that. So it's not something surprising. So the son did in fact return to the hermitage, as this text explains. But he actually had known what had happened before he even got there. And he had pronounced the curse of Maharaj Parikshit even before he returned to the hermitage. All of this had happened. Now, Interestingly enough, underneath this, you begin to see what's actually happening at the emotional level. When he saw the snake on the father's shoulder, he actually saw it for real. Then out of his grief, as is explained here, he cried very loudly. But Srila Prabhupada explains, the boy was not happy because he committed a great mistake. Before then, he had been very angry at Maharaj Parikshit. And he had pronounced words that were not only insulting to Maharaj Parikshit, but they were insulting to all the Kshatriyas. And that is an unfortunate situation, but it's also a situation that happens to many of us. Until we mature and realize that anger can cause all kinds of complications, that emotion has to be very, 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 very closely guarded. There are times that anger can be used, like in the case where Hanuman was in Lanka and his tail was set on fire by Ravana's order. And he got angry. And he used that, and he had a boon, by the way, from Agni that the fire was not going to burn his tail. But everybody could see that the tail was burning. So they thought Hanuman was hurting, but actually he wasn't. But he decided to teach them a lesson. And so he started torching all the houses in Lanka and set Lanka aflame. It was from anger that he did that. But that was to teach a lesson to them for what had been done to him. He came to get Sita so that Sita could return to Sri Ram. In our situations, sometimes we get angry too. But we have to be very, very careful not to commit aparad with the anger. Shringi, the little boy, as Srila Prabhupada is talking, an inexperienced Brahmin who had some powers because he had been coached by his father, but no real good training as to what to do and what not to do in different situations. And that can happen to us also. That's why Krishna consciousness is not a matter of just reading and say, okay, now I know. See, the Prabhupada's purports are very, very instructive, true enough. There's no doubt about it. But still, there is training that everybody has to go through. And training and beginning to understand Krishna consciousness comes from hearing also. Because that's where many, many, many examples are given and analogies are given and situations are brought up and questions are asked. And then you begin to find out what it really is about, Krishna consciousness, that is. So hearing, Srila Prabhupada said, is the first thing. Chanting is the Yuga Dharma, so it's most important for us. But hearing is what trains us, what to do, what not to do. So this boy now has come to the hermitage and he starts crying very loudly. He is beginning to regret. He's committed a great mistake. Now, his reaction to that mistake was to cry. Well, he's immature, he's young, he's a boy, that would happen. He cried loudly so that he might be relieved of it. And Srila Prabhupada says, the harm had already been done. So, it was too late. Now, what happened next, as it says in the next text, a little bit of background about Shankarishi. He was in the family of Angira Muni. And Angira Muni's family is very elevated. So many good connections from Angira Muni. And many pastimes involving Angira Muni himself. So, and sometimes we Narada Muni and Angira Muni together. When Maharaja Chitraketu could not have a son, and he was really being lamenting, and so that's when Angira Muni got involved, and they got him a son, Harshashok, and they warned him that he would bring happiness, but he would also bring trouble, sadness, The other queens of Marachitoketu could not have a child, so that one queen became a favorite of Marachitoketu. And the queens got upset about the fact that they weren't getting much attention from the king, Marachitoketu. And so they poisoned the boy. And now, more trouble. Because the king, who couldn't have a son, to take over when he left the kingdom at that time, now has had a son, and the son now is dead. And what to do? So he was even more in an upset situation. But Narada Muni came, and Angira Muni was also there. And they explained the situation and told him, "Would you listen? The son was brought back to life temporarily." And the son now explained to the father, Marachitoketu, "My father, my mother, who is my father? Who is my mother?" The son explained that so many lifetimes he's had so many fathers and mothers in different bodies that he's come out of. Mother's womb, which lifetime? This lifetime, but somebody else has called me my son, somebody else has called me my, different situations. So don't be so attached to the physical body. That was the instruction that was given by Hashashok. And then he laid down again and left the body. Now Marachitoketu had been educated. So Angira Muni was part of this particular pastime. And through him, Chamakrishi also now is involved in another pastime, which ends well, but not yet. It ends well by Maharaj hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam for his benefit and for everyone's benefit. Sri Krishna actually wanted Maharaj Parikshit to return, not deal with too much of Kali Yuga, to return to his abode, back to Godhead. That's what he wanted. The Pandavas were already gone, and Krishna wanted Maharaj Parikshit to go. But he also wanted the Srimad Bhagavatam to be spoken. So this is also an unfolding of the whole pastime, which ends wonderfully. Anyway, so in this particular text, Rishi opens his eyes because his son was crying very loudly to get his attention. He sees a dead snake around his neck. It's a dead snake. It cannot harm him. So all he did was, he ended by just throwing the dead snake away, taking it from the neck. And then he attended to his son, asked him why he's crying. Anybody had done him harm, whatever. Sometimes we have little babies, even at that age where they can't speak, they're less than a year old, and all of a sudden they start crying, and something has happened, but the mother does not know. Sometimes they just rub the child in case someplace is itching or bitten by an ant or something. You try different things, and in Africa especially, after all of that's done, then the mother puts the child on her breast. And that's comforting, not just the milk that comes from the breast, but the fact that it connects with the mother that way, and the child usually keeps quiet then. Anyway, in this case, Sringa is a little older. The father threw the dead snake and then asked him why he was crying. Had anyone done him harm? No. The son explained what had happened all the way up to the curse. And Srila Prabhupada said, the father did not take a dead snake on his neck very seriously. Yeah, he had been offended, but it wasn't a life-threatening situation. So then he just threw the snake away. But because this dead snake was put around Chamkrishi by Maharaj Parikshit, Sringi now had gone overboard in reacting to the situation. And so the king now gets cursed, and Srila Prabhupada says, it ended a chapter of happy history. If the king had gone on, there would have been wonderful, wonderful rulership in the whole world. He was the emperor of the planet. And now Sringi had ended it. So from a material standpoint, that the earth was now going to be a little bit shy of wonderful history. Maharaj Parikshit actually had trained his sons too. Maharaj Janmijaya was the one that followed. This is all going to come later on. But we learn a lot from these. In different situations, we have to be very, very careful how we act as devotees. Committing offenses. Offenses block our way. Nama aparad especially. When we're chanting the holy name of the Lord, there are 10 offenses. We have to be careful about those offenses. The other day we went through those. Actually, we don't need to wonder whether we make offenses, because we're constantly doing it. Sometimes we're not even sure. Sometimes we don't know that something is offensive, but then we make some things, some aparad. That's why it's better to hear constantly, so that when things are discussed, you get to know a little more. Yesterday we were listening to Srila Prabhupada's lecture, and he brought up a situation about those monkeys in Vrindavan. Then he explained that they were people that were involved in some of the breaking the regulated principles, illicit sex and those kind of things, intoxication, and that's why they had to take animal bodies in Vrindavan. So, we have to be careful not to commit aparad. So, knowledge of self though, we are not the bodies, we're not from this material world, we are in the spiritual world. So that those things that are unnecessary in our lives, through this atmavidya, knowledge of self, we can remove them, get rid of those, and then live a life that's cleaner, a life that will take us back to the spiritual world. Sometimes we're not careful about our own offenses, but we see other people's offenses. We tend to look at the offenses of others. Sometimes you might even think that we let Maya come inside our, come into our minds and say, oh, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it's all right. You can just say it. Sometimes you say a little bit of it, but when you feel like it, you say, this is all not going to get us connected with Krishna, because we want to get to Krishna Prema level. That is the aim of a devotee. But it takes taking everything seriously that we do now in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, we'll miss the chance. We are criminals and we are being corrected. So we have medicine that we have to take. Now, medicine is the chanting of the holy name, the hearing, and also the serving. Devotionally. We have to take this medicine properly. The doctor tells you, gives you medicine, he tells you how many to take, or how many spoons to take, or teaspoons, and when. And sometimes it's taken under certain conditions. Sometimes certain foods are cut off, sometimes food is cut off too, totally. But we have to do it right. Then the medicine begins to act. So we may have medicine, but if we don't take it properly, then we will not get the effect of it. So, sometimes we commit many offenses, and because we have some faith, the transcendental system, the Lord's devotees, tolerate us for a while. It's like a person who is drunk, and he comes to the temple room, but he is not properly mentally situated because he's drunk. So he comes to the temple room though. So he can benefit from the environment, but because of his behavior due to being drunk, the offenses contaminate practically all of his actions. Now the misfortune is for the drunkard, he's come so close to Krishna and he could have benefited, but he's harmed himself because he's taking drugs, or he's, drunk something, liquor, and now he's not able to take advantage of the situation that he's in. He comes to the temple, he's around devotees, they're doing things that are spiritual, but he can't because of this. So it's like that. Offenses stop us from getting the full benefit of Krishna conscious activities. Still, we have the mercy because the spiritual master can pray for us. Spiritual masters do pray for us. One time, His Holiness Japitaka Swami actually came right out and said it. In one situation, he was in front of the deities and he was praying. And then later on, he said, I was praying for you, the disciples, and other devotees. So spiritual masters do want devotees to be successful in going back to Godhead. And they do everything they can in terms of traveling, trying to enthuse devotees, and sometimes it's just plain prayer to the Supreme Personality of God. Lord Gauranga, please help them. Because we make so many situations, and we make so many offenses in different situations, and those interfere or slow down the chance to actually make it. And so that's definitely a situation that's going to be difficult for all of us. Let me put myself in. So the situation makes our sinful activities make it difficult for us to get an opportunity to make progress. But if we don't become completely ridiculous, like a drunken person, then we can make gradual progress. But it's through hearing and through training. And we have to be ourselves very, very determined to learn and determined to grow. So, Shingi put himself in a very unfortunate situation, or as you say, precarious situation. But we are in situations that are precarious too. We put ourselves in precarious situations. Talk about being in the material world. If we open our eyes to see the kinds of problems that the material world gives us, we are also in a difficult situation, unfortunate situation. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 31, Text 16. This is about Sankhya philosophy. Lord Kapila is explaining to his mother, Devahuti, again for our benefit. So in 3:31:17, it talks about the child in the womb. Another precarious situation, very difficult situation we put ourselves in. I'll read the translation directly. Falling into a pool of blood, stool, and urine within the abdomen of his mother, his own body scorched by the mother's gastric fire, the embodied soul, anxious to get out, counts his month and prays, "Oh my Lord, when shall I, a wretched soul, be released from this confinement?" So Lord Kapila is explaining that in the womb of the mother is a very difficult situation. But coming into the material world, this is what we go through. The soul actually enters this. The mother's body makes this whole body, and especially for a human type of body. By 7 months, the body is complete. And there's more consciousness. The child is more aware of the situation they're in. In the abdomen of the mother, she's in that amniotic fluid, blood, stool, urine, and he's upside down, the head is down, and the legs are up, and he's kind of balled up like that. And Lord Kapila also says, the body is also being scorched by the mother's gastric fire. Of course, that one, science doesn't know about that. But there is fire also. That's present. So, it's a very uncomfortable situation. And now, oh my Lord, praise this soul, when shall I be released from this confinement? And Srila Prabhupada comments that this is the precarious situation of a living entity when he's within the womb of the mother. There is one side where the child is floating in the heat of the gastric fire. to the feel the body being slightly burnt. It's not burning like burned to ashes, but there's heat. You feel heat, even in the womb. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side, there is, you know, on the other hand, there's urine, blood, stool, and other discharges. Mm-hmm. So after 7 months, the child has regained consciousness, and he feels this horrible condition of existence. And then the child will now pray to the Lord, I will do better when I come out. But what happens? The overwhelming majority of people that get born, they forget their prayers in the womb. They forget because now they're being given attention. Mm? That is, if they have good parents, they're being given attention. And they begin to enjoy the attention that they get. And they forget what had happened in the womb. Only months before. Mm? So, if we don't live a Krishna conscious life, we are also in a precarious situation or insecure situation. Mm? So those who are living a non-Krishna conscious life, they are also in an insecure position because it cannot go back to Godhead. So now it's on us to try to mitigate these circumstances by preaching, by distributing books, by getting as many people involved in hearing about Krishna so that they also will get a chance to go back. And Krishna, it's explained, is happy when we try to spread Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya said, wherever you go, whoever you meet, tell them about Krishna and induce them to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now to our own selves, when we are on our deathbed, that's also a precarious situation. Because there's so much pain when the senses are shutting down. Srila Prabhupada says in Canto 5, Chapter 3, Text 12, Srimad Bhagavatam, we should pray to the Lord to be able to remember His lotus feet without fail at the time of death. Because at the time of death, we are in a very precarious condition. Hmm? We have to relate well to devotees so that when the time comes and they hear about us being in our deathbed, they will stop what they're doing, come to us, and Krishna has already arranged that when the senses are shutting down, the last one to shut down is the sense of hearing. And so when devotees start chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it helps the person who is on a deathbed to remember Krishna. And when they remember Krishna, Krishna says, without fail, the one that remembers me at the time of death will come to me. But it takes being helped by other devotees to remember Krishna at that time when we are in a precarious condition and we're in a lot of pain. And we feel the pain more, and the mind tends to focus more on pain. And anybody's going through a lot of pain, they will think about the pain. But we have to think about the lotus feet of Krishna, so other devotees can help that way. So we should always maintain good relationships so that the devotees will give us that opportunity to go back to Godhead by chanting for us to remember the Lord. So what Sringi did is based on something we hear about a lot, and we've also been told that that is the very, very last thing to try to overcome, and that is the false ego. In so many, many ways, Sringi was not exhibiting humility at all. The mind can be the greatest friend or the greatest enemy. So we have to try to get the mind to be our friend. Now, how do we do that? Well, we can, in fact, assess ourselves. We question our intention. Where is this coming from? What I'm doing? Is it from hankering for adoration, distinction? Or to try to show that I have all the answers? Or is it from understanding the spiritual rule of law? Am I doing things that's consistent with what the scripture says? Or am I just simply trying to show off? In the case of Shingi, he was trying to show off. He got angry. So his false ego was at its highest at that time. What he did was absolutely horrible. He offended the emperor, a pure devotee, and he called him a watchdog, which actually he just looked at the whole barn of the Kshatriyas as watchdogs, and he was just comparing them against Brahmins. So he not only offended Maharaj Parikshit, he offended all the Kshatriyas. Very, very, very grievous, grievous offense. But we also have to be careful because offenses can sneak up on us. Especially when sometimes we're materially successful, depending on, you know, based on Krishna's own mercy. A person who is not humble would say, I'm the doer. I became successful due to my ability. Then they become arrogant. And then from arrogance, you cannot correct them. You don't accept mistakes. They become insensitive. And some people, even when they own companies, they begin to exploit people. So, all of these, we have to be very, very, and then they also condescend too. They look down on other people just because of material success. But that's a fleeting situation. It'll go. Krishna will come take it all away. He comes as death. So we have to be very, 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 very careful to put our false ego in check. Sometimes when we are by ourselves, we begin to think that we are the best. And the mind says, yes, 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 you are the best. And you tend to believe that. Or sometimes we feel we don't need anyone else. We can do everything ourselves and we become comfortable with that kind of thought. But as the saying goes, no man is an island. Island is a piece of land surrounded by water. By yourself, you're not an island. We are dependent on someone else at all times. So that feeling that, oh, I'm the best, I don't need anyone else, that is, in fact, a false ego situation that we have to make sure we don't allow ourselves to stay in it. We should pray for our intelligence to become more active, because intelligence is the one that discerns, looks through things. Is this one good? Is that one not good? Is this so on? Is this good for my spiritual life? Rupa Goswami says that we have to accept things favorable to devotional service and reject things that are not favorable to devotional service. And so that means we have to be scrutinizingly looking at ourselves and our actions. And when there are mistakes, we should correct them. If there are mistakes towards somebody else, we should apologize to them. And we always should be sensitive. The false ego can kick in when we're young. Just like Shringi, his age. He thought he could do everything better. He even got to the point where he was saying, oh, but Krishna has returned to his abode. So now, I, as a Brahmin, can do some of the things that Krishna would have done if he was here. So he was really, really off. Mentally, he was off. He thought he could do things himself. He actually was talking like an atheist. Even though that he knows about Krishna, but he was talking like an atheist. And the argument is, atheists think that they can take over the position of God. Don't think the atheists have not heard about God. Yeah, they know about God. But they just don't regard him as anybody important. They think their actions are the ones that are important. That's a false ego. So actually we can make a case that Shingi was behaving even in an atheistic way. Thinking that things have to come from him. So he was not only off, his false ego was really, really bothering him. But he didn't know. Another way of people connecting with false ego is that we accept the body as oneself. He did that, Shingi did that, because he felt the Brahminical position was superior to the Kshatriya position. And therefore, Kshatriyas could be disrespected if a Brahmana felt that a Kshatriya was wrong in his action. This is how he was thinking about My last picture. Brahmanas are more superior. And that's why Lord Chaitanya says, I am not a Brahman. I am not a Kshatriya. I am not a Vaishya. I am not a Shudra. He went through all the Varnas ashrams and he said, who am I? I am the servant of a servant of a servant of the Gopis of Vrindavan. Gopi Bhattu Pada Kamalaya Das Das and Das. Why did he pick the Gopis? They have the strongest love, the Parakya Ras, to Krishna. And so we can learn from them. There is nothing that the Gopis would not do for Krishna. And that is deep, deep, deep love. Again, we hear, we try to do that, and with the training, we will become better devotees. So the opportunity is there, but we have to be careful about our false ego. And the weapons of a false ego are those six that lead us through the gates to hell. And they are lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion, and envy. Lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion, and envy. And Sringi was guilty of practically all of them, except maybe greed. Because greed didn't play into that. We're talking about that particular situation. Maharaj Pariksit and then his father, Shyamakirishi. But he got angry. And anger is described in Bhagavad Gita, is connected to lust. A person that's lusty is more likely to get angry in different situations. Sringi was definitely proud because he was thinking of himself as a Brahman or even ready to do work for Krishna because Krishna is gone. A childish. He was not trained that the Paramatma is everywhere. So obviously he didn't know that part. Krishna can never be going anywhere. He's in all the atoms. And as a Brahman, he was also acting in a proud way. That's why he put down the Kshatriyas, called them watchdogs. You can't have the same drink from the same pot that the Brahman has. And clearly, his actions showed that he was connected to illusion also. He didn't know what was right. He was looking at things from the Varna standpoint. Varna standpoint, Brahman, the Kshatriyas, and one can only imagine how he would react towards Shudras and Vaishyas. So he was envious. He was envious. Maharaj Pariksit is a pure devotee. And Sringi was guilty of all of these. So false ego sometimes attacks us and we're not aware what it's doing until it's later. Later. Sringi was attacked by the false ego. And he wasn't aware of the extent of damage until when he got to, as we have today in this text, he got to his father's ashram, saw the dead snake. Now, the damage had already been done. He had cursed my aspiration. Now he begins to cry, trying to get some sympathy. So we should stay in a humble position, being a servant of a servant of a servant. And that servant of a servant of a servant has so many ways in which we have to act. Some of the things are, be humble by bringing suggestions in the mode of asking questions. Sometimes, if you have a good idea and you're in a meeting with devotees, with other devotees, and you have an idea that you think is a wonderful idea, but you're dealing with the temple authorities, it's always better to ask a question with the idea. Do you think that we do so and so and so and so would benefit devotees? Rather than say, I think that this should be done, that should be done, that should be done, that should be done. Because what happens is that if the person that is responding or handling the meeting is nice enough, they may say, okay, we'll take that into consideration. Or sometimes the person may start and bring a debate. based on the intentions, the questions that you know, I mean, the suggestions that you brought up. And sometimes, if that suggestion is showed not to be so applicable, then you might get hurt. But the smart way is to ask a question about it. And I was training this now. This is not me talking. This is from training. Use the same suggestion, ask a question with it. And when the question gets answered, it can be, that's a question. Question's answer could be yes. Question's answer can be no. And so the suggestion wasn't so great. The question would be answered, but it was just an answer to a question that you put up. But if you put a suggestion out and it's not a good suggestion, then you could be in trouble. And sometimes people who are asking, bringing suggestions don't know the bigger picture like the authorities, like the temple management knows. That's why the smarter thing to do when you have a suggestion is to put it in a question form so that it can be answered. And if the bigger picture is there, when the question is being answered, the bigger picture will be described. And if it's good, a good suggestion that was made in a question form, it's put in a question form, no problem. So you bring suggestions by asking questions. And don't ask questions in a challenging mood either. So these are little things that will help put our ego in check. And when we make a mistake, we should never, ever feel that we can't apologize. We shouldn't apologize. Apologizing does not lower one's dignity. It doesn't. So, and finally, we have to also understand that, you know, we know Shingi was very bad in his behavior, but it can happen to us in different circumstances too. Not like Shingi's situation. But his action affected all Brahmanas. And then what happened? It demoted the powers of the Brahmanas in Kali Yuga. Now, Srila Prabhupada calls Kali Yuga Brahmanas, they lost all the Brahminical powers. So there are, you know, reactions when we do things. So we have to be very careful. What do we do even when we're doing things that are correct? Other people make mistakes, we learn from them. Learn from mistakes. Learn what to do and what not to do. When mistakes happen and you see it, don't gossip about it. Don't gossip about it because then you're offending that person. But you learn what not to do. So dear devotees, you can unmute your phones. I mean, unmute yourselves now. Speaking about mistakes. Unmute yourselves now. And then if you have comments, then we have, you know, questions or you have some takeaways, we'll have a discussion about those. Hare Krishna. Jai. Jai, go to your Prabhupada so easily. Because anger is very much connected to passion, lust. So little by little, we will grow. And Srimad Bhagavatam puts these things out. You know, the ultimate is that we got Srimad Bhagavatam. All of us benefited from it. But Shukadeva Goswami speaking to Maharaj Pariksit when he took the curse seriously and left his administration and, you know, went to the bank of the Ganges to meditate, and Shukadeva Goswami came and the wonderful Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken. Yes, there was benefit. But before all of these things unfolded, look what Shingi did. And that we have to be careful about. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yeah, it's actually in the West, it's quite well known. There's no man in Ireland. Yeah. From my non... Oh, okay. All right, first of all, you have to know the definition of an island, which is simple. Land which is covered totally by water all around. In other words, no man in the island means no man is isolated. So basically the man represents the land, but the land on the island is surrounded all by water. You can't say I have everything and I don't need anybody. Okay, an island means that you got everything, so you are self-contained. Okay, that's what that means. Everybody needs help from someone else. We are all connected. So you cannot be, the island is not connected because that land is surrounded totally by water. So then the connection is cut off in that sense. So no management. Yeah. So, Hare Krishna, glorious to Guru and Gauranga. Hare Krishna. Any other comments? Questions? Takeaway? No, Uman is an island. You can connect it to it, definitely. To the degree we think that we are independent, to that degree we're dependent. Yes, it connects to the fact that Uman is an island. Yes, very much so. Very much so. Because, we think we're independent, that means we think we're an island. We are the land of which is surrounded by water. We can do everything by ourselves. We don't need anybody's help. Mm-hmm. If you need somebody's help, means you're dependent on that person. So that means, it does very much connect to this. The mistakes that we do knowingly, and we do that still, that brings us to the point that Arjun made. And that's in Bhagavad Gita. How to control the mind. Arjun said, it is not easy to control the mind. Krishna says, it is not easy to control the mind. Krishna agreed with Arjun. It says it's practice. It is practice that would get us away from doing negative things to our mind. Now, another thing that's important connected to this is, how badly do we really want to go home, back to Godhead? That's the bottom line. How badly do we want to go home? If we don't want to go home, if we don't take the process so seriously so we can go home, then we make mistakes and repeat the mistakes, or we do things that we know it's wrong and do it anyway. Then we don't think that it matters so much, because we're not serious about going home. Sometimes we are serious about going home, and we're feeling that we shouldn't make those mistakes, but we feel ourselves pulled into it, and that's called addiction. And addiction is very difficult. The mind has become very strong to do the wrong thing, and you want to. The intelligence says, you got to get away from this, but somehow we get pulled into it. The strong wind just blows us right into it. Can we get rid of addiction by ourselves? Almost impossible. But what helps is prayer. The physical thing can be counseling. That can help. But it takes the Lord to help us, because we have to be sincere about getting away from that addiction, the negative addiction. We have to be addicted to the Holy Name and not addicted to apparat or breaking the regulative principles. Prayer is very strong. It's also one of the 9 processes of serving. When we pray to be a better devotee, that is always a welcome prayer. Pray to the spiritual master, pray to Lord Gauranga, pray to Lord Nityananda to help us. And Krishna will help. Lord Gauranga will help. But we have to want to get away from the addiction ourselves. Sometimes some counseling, some points from it, especially if you get a devotee counselor, can help you. In my own life, there were so many things that I was having trouble with. And of course, we're going through training in Giranagri. I went to my spiritual master. Fortunately, I was convinced that my spiritual master, I was convinced that Bhakti Ramaj had heard it all. There wasn't anything he didn't know about. From his lectures, you could tell. He was talking about things that were even controversial. So then I felt comfortable to just go and tell him that this is what I'm going through, this is what my thoughts are, and so on. And with that, he would give what is actually to do to help. And believe you me, it helped a lot. It helped slowly to get me away from things that would, in fact, sabotage this devotional creeper. So it is through prayer and also through counseling, if you can get counseling. But prayer you can always do. And really beg and cry. Like Guguvina Maharaj says, we must cry to the Lord. Cry to the Lord. Cry to the Lord. I've said it 3 times. He said it about 6 times. Cry to the Lord. Cry. Because we are in a situation that's difficult. And Kali Yuga around us is getting worse and worse and worse. And we are swimming against the Kali Yuga current. And so we need all the help we can get. Stick to the devotees. This is very, very important. Stick to the devotees. Sadhu Sangha, they'll remind you of Krishna. In fact, there are some points that Srila Prabhupada listed for success, and hopefully this mind can remember all of them. First, we have to be enthusiastic. Utsaha. Very enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness. And if you're not, hang around with somebody that's more enthusiastic and do what they do, and you learn that way. You also have to be patient. Krishna's time is when everything unfolds. It doesn't unfold by Kami time. It doesn't unfold by Kali Yuga time. It unfolds by Krishna's time. Everything. We have to be patient. We also have to be, so that's patient, enthusiastic, utsahan, patient, direct, and we also have to have firm conviction about Krishna consciousness. Nobody should be ever succeeding shaking us from Krishna consciousness. It is the best thing for us. Nishchayat. Then we should follow the principles. Tat tat karma pravartanat. Follow the principles. What to do and what not to do. So that we stay clean and focused in our service. We also should deal straight. Deal honestly in all our situations that we encounter. Satovite. Have straightforward dealings. And as we said earlier, stay in association of devotees, Sadhu Sangha. And those 6 will help us to be successful. Hare Krishna. Any other questions? Any other takeaways? Any other realizations? Okay, if not, thank you, dear devotees. Shinga made mistakes. We all make mistakes. I made a number of mistakes this morning. If you see me laughing about them, that means I made a mistake. Usually that's, I just laugh at myself about it. Because what can you do? Hare Krishna. Is there something else? Okay, one more point. Hare Krishna. It's a God see today. Yes, and for those who are not in the Harrisburg area, hopefully you'll find the time to go to your temple, to be with other devotees. Bhava Gita is wonderful. Gita Jayanti today. Vancha kalpatrubhyascha kripa sundhibhya eva cha patitanam bhavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Vaishnava Thakur ki jai. So have a nice weekend beginning with today and Gita Jayanti. Hare Krishna.